الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode on this silsila, the Islamic lifestyle. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are discussing various aspects that affect the life of a Muslim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have another very important topic of discussion for today. But of course, before that, please don't forget to make good intentions. Remember the blessed hadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching the silsila, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon this and to teach others as well. I hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out, so that you can note down the important Madani pearls and always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e-Pak, Salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful narration recorded in the famous book called Shu'abul Iman. The messenger of mercy, the intercessor of the ummah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever recited the glorious Quran, glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, recited Salat and Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then asked for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from its source, Subhanallah. Let us also recite Durood together. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our topic of discussion for today is around the glorious Quran. What is our connection to the glorious Quran? We need to ask ourselves as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how connected am I to this holy book of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Listen to this thought-provoking parable. Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned, once I intended to go to Basra and I was by the shoreline, and there was a boat that was being loaded. A man had entered onto this boat with his servant and I wanted to also join them. But this individual told me, sorry, there's no space for you. The servant had seen my condition that I needed to go to a certain place and interceded on my behalf and made the mind of that individual. So that person let me board onto this boat. When I got on, this man, he asked his servant to bring some food. He ate some food. He offered me some food as well, which I ate. And thereafter, he tells his servant to bring some wine, some alcohol. He starts to drink and he offers me, but I decline and say, no, I do not drink this. Thereafter, whilst he was intoxicated, he was drunk, he told his servant that start playing a musical instrument, start singing. So while he's playing and he's singing, and that individual, that man, he's listening and he's enjoying. He then turns his attention towards me and he asks that, do you have such a thing so beautiful like this? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I then said, I have something, it is better than this. So that man said, please, then you too recite it. I then recite the first three ayat, the first three verses of Surah At-Takwir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha ash-shamsu kuwirat wa idha an-nujumu kadarat wa idha al-jibalu sayyirat. Translation from Kanzul Iman. When the sunshine is rolled up, and when the stars shall fall, and when the mountains are moved, they are crushed into little pieces. When this man, when this individual heard these ayat and these verses of the Holy Quran, he starts to cry. He starts to weep. Allahu Akbar. When I reach and I recite the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, As-suhufu nushirat, and when the balance sheets of deeds are opened, he started to say, O servant, he turned towards the servant and says, O servant, I free you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Go. He then says, take that wine and pour it into the ocean and break the musical instrument. He turns to me, he comes closer and he says that, my dear brother, what do you say? Will Allah Azza wa Jal accept my repentance? Will Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me? I recited the following verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 222. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah loves those who abundantly repent, and He loves those who purify themselves. After having listened to this, that man, that individual, sincerely repented of his sins. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, what sins do we commit? Day and night, these eyes are looking for sins. These ears are waiting to listen to sins. These limbs, these hands, these feet are engaged in sins. Sometimes we don't even know that we are sinning. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, till how long? Until when will we continue in this direction, in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in obedience to our nafs, the nafsul ammara, the base and carnal desires, the ego, and in obedience to shaitan? Allah protect us. But this is a reality. Yes, we are insan. We are human beings. Insan is from the word nisyan, which means to forget. And we forget. We make mistakes. We need constant reminders. Reminders, we need it. Otherwise, we will plunge deep into the sewer of sins. Our beautiful deen has taught us that if we truly want to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have tools, we have procedures, we have certain rules and regulations that we need to abide by, that will take us on this path towards paradise, towards Madinatul Munawwara, towards Makkatul Mukarrama, and towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the summary of hadith, At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kamal la zambala. The person who repents sincerely, it is as if he has not committed the sin. Allahu Akbar. And we are soaked in sins. We are drowned in sins. But till when? Because the angel of death is waiting. Waiting to extract that soul from our bodies. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the time to change is now. We need to get back to the glorious Quran. Get connected to the glorious Quran. And it is mentioned by the ulama-i-kiram, by famous Sufiya and Awliya Allah as well, that if we truly want to see what is our connection with the glorious Quran, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, famous Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, whoever wants to know whether he has true devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he must determine how much does he love the glorious Quran. How much does he recite and act upon the teachings of the glorious Quran. Then he will come to realize his devotion, whether he really has it to Allah Azza wa Jal and to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us sincerely ask ourselves, what is my connection to the glorious Quran? Do I get more enthusiastic in reading novels or the newspaper or the different social media platforms, the articles that are contained there? Do I get pleasure in that? Am I enthusiastic in that? When last have I opened the glorious Quran? Maybe it was last Ramadan. The glorious Quran, yes, contains many scientific facts, contains many historical facts, but essentially the glorious Quran is a book of hidayah. It is a book of guidance, and we need the guidance. Allahu Akbar. We need that guidance. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the teacher of the glorious Quran, to teach you and I that this Quran, it is a guidance for the believers. Amir Ahl Sunnah Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us in the beautiful Madani In'amat booklet. I would advise you obtain this booklet from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and publications department of Dawud Islami, or you can download it for free via dawudislami.net. There are also applications for this on the different social media platforms that you can download, you can read, you can follow, you can mark it to see your progress. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And one of those points or questions that we ask ourselves is that, have you recited Ayatul Kursi today? Have you recited Ayatul Kursi after your salah, before sleeping? Have you recited Surah Mulk at night? Have you recited 3 verses of the Holy Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and the commentary and explanation from either Nurul Irfan, Khaza'inul Irfan, or Siratul Jinan? How easy is this for us? Okay, if we look at to recite one juz, one para, so many pages, or to recite one ruku', that's too much for me. Start off small, but be consistent. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those actions which are small but are done regularly, compared to those actions which are large but are done once in a while. So let's get back. Let's get connected to the glorious Quran. The Quran has messages for us, messages of guidance, messages of advices as well. So many beautiful Madani pearls of advices. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran in Surah Bani Israel, verse 9.
Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, this Quran shows that path which is the most straight. Subhanallah. Another verse of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nahl, verse 89 says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and we have sent down this Quran upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things, and a guidance, and a mercy, and glad tidings to the believers. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful verse in Surah Ali Imran, verse 138 says,
هذا بيان
للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. This is a declaration for the people and a guidance and a counsel, a form of advice for the pious ones. Regarding this wonderful ayah, this wonderful verse of the Holy Quran, His Eminence Hakimul Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, the ordinary blessing of the glorious Quran is for the ordinary people. That is the clear mention of everything, but special blessing is for special people, that is to guide them towards the right path. He further says that the glorious Quran is guidance for us, not for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been taught and advised on everything, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been guided. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This is the glorious Quran. You know, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in the summary of a hadith, when you recite the glorious Quran, this Quran, for each letter you will get 10 rewards. Now let me ask you something. If somebody comes and tells us, okay, you know what, if you recite one verse or one letter of the Holy Quran, I will give you 10 rands or 10 pounds or dollars or rupees or whatever it is. We will recite as much as we can because we are seeing that benefit in front of us. But remember, the currency of the hereafter is good deeds, is rewards that we're not seeing in front of us. Therefore, we don't get that enthusiasm. But we need to make our minds. They say, you change your mindset and you change everything. So we need to change our mindset. I need to invest for the hereafter. I need to grow my bank balance in the hereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, each letter is equal to 10 rewards. I'm not saying that Alif, Lam, Mim is one letter. These are three letters and therefore 30 rewards. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The more you recite, the more you invest for your hereafter. But we do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when we pass away, then we'll see the true benefits of this. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us that enthusiasm to recite the glorious Quran. And even better, if we understand the glorious Quran, this is Kalamullah. These are the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which have descended on the blessed chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he relayed that to us, to you and me, as believers. How fortunate are we, subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let's make a firm intention right now that inshallah azza wa jal, I'm going to open the glorious Quran. Even if it means me reciting three verses of the Holy Quran, but I will do it every single day. But remember something, we must recite the glorious Quran with the proper tajweed and makharij. What does this mean? Makharij refers to the origin, because each letter has a place of pronunciation. It has an origin where the sound comes from. For example, Ayn and Ha, these letters, their origin is the center of the throat. And when we are talking about the tajweed, these are the rules, the regulations of the glorious Quran. Like the different laws, like ikhfa, izhar, where to pull, how much to pull, where not to pull. This is necessary for us as believers. We study everything else. We read everything else. But priority is this. Priority is knowledge of deen, knowledge of Islam. If we don't have that knowledge, then how do we recite the glorious Quran properly? How do we make our wudu and ghusl properly? How do we perform our salah correctly? Keep this in mind. For a good deed to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, there are more or less two main factors. And this is, it must be done with the correct intentions. And it must be done correctly as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So it's high time that we make our minds and we get back to our roots, get back to the glorious Quran. Don't wait for when we grow older, there's no guarantee we are going to live another few breaths or another few seconds, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. If you don't know how to recite, no matter what your age, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has made it so easy, so convenient for us by introducing Madrasatul Madina for grown-ups, Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters separately. Take advantage of this. And furthermore, more convenience, if you don't have one established near you, then Madrasatul Madina online is now available. And there are so many other courses which are also available, like the Fard Ulum course, all those knowledges which is necessary for every Muslim male and female to possess. So this is priority. We will not be questioned about the degrees that we studied in this world in the hereafter, but we will be questioned about our knowledge and how we implemented it, how we practice upon that knowledge. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has stated that the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen carefully, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, soon a conflict will arise. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the way to remain safe from this conflict? The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, the book of Allah azza wa jal, that is the glorious Quran, which contains the news of your future and the past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. The Quran is a decision maker. It is not something to be taken lightly. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy him. The one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah Azza wa Jal and his wise remembrance. It is the straight path. The glorious Quran is the book by virtue of which blessings are attained, subhanallah. Desires don't get spoiled. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which the Islamic scholars are not negligent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This glorious Quran does not get old if it is recited again and again, whose wonders don't come to an end. The glorious Quran is the book that when the jinns heard it, they could not help themselves, but they said that we have placed our faith in this holy book. The one who accepts the holy Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will get rewarded. The one who makes a decision in accordance with it will be the one who does justice and the one who calls towards goodness. So definitely he has called towards the straight path. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you heard? A person who does not decide in accordance with the glorious Quran, Allahu Akbar, he is misguided. The person who leaves the holy Quran, he will be destroyed. But that person who recites it, who acts upon it, he will truly be blessed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Leave recitation just by looking at the beautiful words and ayat, the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, is a rewardable act. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Which other book will you gain such blessing, that just to look at the sentences, just to look at the verses, you will get rewards from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa of Islam, he mentions that the beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best person amongst you is the one who learns the Holy Quran and teaches it to others. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Don't we also want to be included amongst these privileged people who are regarded as the best of people? For that we need to recite the Holy Quran, but before that we need to learn the Holy Quran. As I mentioned, the Tajweed and Makharij, that is necessary for us. Because, you see, Arabic is a very delicate language, very sensitive. If we change one haraka, we change one symbol, one sign, or one letter, this can change the entire meaning of that word, or of the verse itself. And in some cases, the scholars have mentioned that in some cases, the meaning could be of a kufr meaning. Allahu Akbar. Allah protect us. But this is the reality. We need to put our priorities right and give more focus or most focus on knowledge of Deen and Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This glorious Quran, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it is the best of all books. You will not get a better book than this glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitabam mutashabiham mathani. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah has sent down the best of books, that is the Holy Quran, which is consistent throughout, the one with paired statements. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is mentioned in many ahadith regarding the virtues of the Holy Quran. It is mentioned in Sahih Muslim that continue to recite the glorious Quran as it will intercede for its reciters on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. We are reciting here, of course, with the correct and good intentions, and the benefit we will get, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well. This is your spiritual investment. And this is what we must teach our children. The importance of the glorious Quran in their lives. And yes, also the importance of the perfect Sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives and in the lives of our children. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, our beloved mother, was once asked regarding the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said that he was the walking Quran. Subhanallah. That whatever is contained in the Holy Quran, the rules, the commands and orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he was implementing it. He implemented it in his blessed life, his Mubarak life. He was the walking Quran, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan. They in turn taught the next generation, who taught the next generation. And you and I, we are being taught by the honorable scholars of Islam, the ulama Ikram. We are being taught by our pious predecessors, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran is not just to keep in the home for barakah, for blessings. Let's make our minds. Let us make the firm intentions. I will not wait for Ramadan to arrive and then open the glorious Quran. No, I will start from now. I will start from as soon as possible to open that Holy Quran, to recite, to look at these wonderful words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As I mentioned, just by looking at it, you will get reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how we need to create that mindset, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Enroll in Madrasatul Madina, whether one is established near you or even online as well. We need to get connected to the glorious Quran. These are the wise and the wonderful words of our Creator. Allah Azza wa Jal has showed us that this is the path, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Yes, no Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal will arrive now. Awliya Allah, pious ones, the saints of Allah Azza wa Jal, will continue to arrive till Qiyamah. But the Prophet alayhi wasalam have ended with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he has taught us. He has taught us the best of you is the one who learns the Holy Quran and also teaches it. Let us leave this legacy for our children, for our kids, that they must know, I must be connected to the glorious Quran, because this is the book of guidance, guidance for the believers. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami is striving globally to change the mindset of people into one where we get connected to the glorious Quran, we get connected to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get connected to the teachings of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, to the Ahlul Bayt, and to the Awliya Allah, the pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove the blinds, remove the veils from our minds and our hearts and our eyes to see the reality. And don't forget, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.